You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Extraordinary pole shine. One of the best.
That is a good one. I like it. I like the Isley Brothers version.
Oh, of course.
A little bit
do.
Better. But you know what? I'm not going to knock it.
Let's see if we can figure out why you like the Isley Brothers.
Because I like the Isley Brothers.
Better than Seals and Crofts.
Okay. I like the Isley Brothers. I told you, that's my era of music.
Who is the OG?
The originator was Seals and Crofts.
Yeah, correct.
And then the Isley, is they it Croft?
Seals and Crofts. I think I said Crofts.
Yeah.
But they had the hit with it.
Yeah. And then the Isley Brothers covered it a year later. Yeah. But it was more of an R&B electric guitar in there.
Well, enjoy the summer breeze because next week it's the winter wind. It's over. We're done. We're finished. And summer is gone after this weekend. This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. I watch you guys on YouTube every morning. What they're saying on Dallas's YouTube channel, 93, you know, that radio station, is that Micah had four teams that he would be signed with, and the Pats weren't one of them. So I agree that I would have gave up two first-round picks for him, but if you have a Patriots, are you gonna give up two first-round picks for a one-year rental? I don't think they would. I agree with you. I like the Isleys better.
I saw some speculation about that on the social medias last night, that he had a list of teams that he would go to. But I don't.
I mean, Micah makes them a number two, number three defense, so I'm sure Vrabel would have did that, Courtney. I mean, he makes them, you know, a really good team, but you're not going to give all that up for a guy who's not going to be signed with you.
But listen, if you're Micah Parsons and the relationship is destroyed between you and Jerry Jones,
right?
How much say in the matter do you? You can't be demanding a trade and saying, I'm not going to play, showing up for a preseason game and sleeping on a trainer's table and then say, by the way, there's only four teams that I want to go to. And we're expected to believe that the Green Bay Packers were one.
Yeah, so I gave it a quick Google. I didn't see anybody reporting that he had a list of teams.
Well, he said they were speculating in Twitch. Not our Twitch channel, but the Dallas Sports.
Yeah, I think Micah Parsons would have gone anywhere that anybody was willing to pay him $45 million a year. Yeah.
Correct.
He went to Green Bay. It's not like he went to Miami or San Francisco or San Diego or something. Right. He went to Green Bay.
And Green Bay is they're considered a playoff team, but I don't think but I don't think a lot of people had them as like, "Oh, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender." So Micah Parsons is saying, I only want to go play for Super Bowl contenders. I think I agree with Shime.
Yeah.
If the money's right, he goes and plays wherever.
Okay. We got leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We have to talk about the rivalry jerseys that were released yesterday. There's a lot of discourse online. People don't like them. People don't like that the NFL is doing this. People are saying, oh, it's just like what the NBA does. Meh, 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 meh. The Patriots ones are fire flames.
Thank you. I agree.
Shime and I
both agree.
Courtney.
No.
These are Coastal Shime, Grandma fire flames.
That's why
fuego.
Fire.
Yesterday when they broke online, you and I happened to be in a meeting.
Yep.
And you told me you liked them.
I know. I said the helmet is gas. Okay. The helmet is absolute
gas. The rest of the uni is
it's
not
very
fire.
Okay.
Okay, you got gas in the helmet, no fire below.
Correct.
Why? What don't you like about it? The muted color is such a good blue.
I love it.
The red accents are awesome. The way in which they took the jersey numbers and they brought it back to like the 90s era, they have some mesh on it, some fishing mesh, because they wanted to bring in the New England coast.
Okay.
Everything about it, they have 6 different stars for New England.
Yeah.
Everything about it, I love. Like, I think that those are really classic, good-looking jerseys. They're not too much. Yeah. They aren't trying to modernize. It looks old school. Mm. I love them.
The only issue I have with it is if they were intending to do an ode to the New England fishermen, there's one thing that I would have preferred over the mesh.
Not enough clams.
Not enough. Effing clams.
That would have been cool.
So they're going to wear these in the game this year?
Yeah, November 13th, home against the Jets.
All right.
By the way, Shine, I also like the Jets.
I think the Jets ones are good. The 49ers ones are the best ones going. Like, it's not even close. I think the Rams ones are pretty good.
I don't like the Colts. I'm sorry. I don't like Buffalo in the all-white.
No, me either. Like, Cincinnati already did that. Like, be original. And Cincinnati's is way better than whatever this Buffalo one is.
And honestly, I don't really like the Niners. Like, a black jersey to me is yeah.
With the red and gold accents,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Oh, that thing cooks.
The only thing I would change, and I mean, I like when they did back in Thursday Night Football, they used to do the uniform thing. I would have went with, like, the Docker pants. I would almost went with the pants as the same color as the jersey, because I like that.
I would have liked that, too.
You know, the white pants still look cool. Don't get it twisted. Yep. But I like when you go, like, the same color jersey, same color pants.
Yeah.
And I just like that. Is that... that muted blue as opposed to like the 90s shiny blue. I way prefer that over that blue.
I would love more throwback. Throwback look is great, especially with the updated saturation of the colors, like that stuff, especially when you get like... last year we've seen updated like Kelly Green Eagles, those orange Broncos jerseys. Updated throwbacks are absolutely
so. If you
want to
go throwbacks, what I would say with the jersey color, I'm cool with everything. I would use the Pat Patriot logo.
I'm good with that. But that New England, I actually don't mind that new England.
The Flying Elvis?
No, they have just the NE, the new one. Yeah, but that's a new logo that they've
right,
redone
but
it.
I'm saying I would have went Pat Patriot on the helmet. If you want to keep the NE on the shoulder pads, fine. But I still would have went Pat Patriot rather than the Flying Elvis, because I love Pat Patriot.
Text here from Maine. They should have put the Cracker Barrel guy on it. I would agree.
Yeah.
Like sitting in the corner, like up on Drake May's shoulder. On a barrel.
Yeah.
Coy, you know what it took it to another level? The same color jersey, if they would have did the helmet in that color.
Yeah. No, I like a nice color wash. Like everything's monotone. Yeah. But I like the jersey a lot.
Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So this is sports adjacent.
Okay.
All right. So for everybody that is excited about college football this weekend, well, I got some great news and great things for you to do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So first off, tomorrow, shout out to our boy Mike Bivens and New Edition Day. They are getting a street named after them, New Edition Way, at 10 a.m., Orchard Gardens, Dearborn Street.
Are you going?
No, because I'll be headed out to UMass. I would have loved to go, but they'll be, you know, the Mayor Wu is giving them their day. They're going to, because they grew up right in Orchard Park, so they'll be over there at 10 a.m., big block party.
No, that's nice. They don't have the key to the city of Newport, though.
No, they don't. But
only one guy has that, I know about.
But I'd rather have a street named after me.
You would?
Yes. That's pretty cool. So the
probably be a one-way one.
Well, no, I mean, I don't mind one-way, two ways. I don't, you know,
cul-de-sac?
Cul-de-sac, an alley. I don't really care.
Uh-huh.
But shout out to them for what they've been able to do and represent in Boston for, you know, over 30-plus years. So they'll be there at 10 a.m. And then if you're looking to do something on Sunday, come holler at your boy. I'll be down with my Paisan cousins in the North End from 2 to 4. You can find me signing the 8x10s at the Jeffrey Glassman stand. So come holler at me. Give you something to do on Sunday at the St. Anthony's Feast.
Okay.
We'll be down there with food.
I will be there for the feast.
Oh, will you? Okay.
Because my guy Carp is having a feast party.
All right, pull up. I'll sign some autographs.
I will pull up.
Yep, I'll bring him down there with the ring. So it's a great weekend for you to get out, watch some football, hang out with Boston Legends, mm-hmm. new edition, plus myself. Pretty okay. good. I mean, you can't miss. Can't miss. So it'll be a good time.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
My lead is a bit of an apology on behalf of the show to Craig Breslow, who actually, I believe yesterday on this show, showed a little bit of the human side when he mocked himself during a discussion about those who might be robotic or
Craig.
actually be robots. But many on this program have been all over Craig Breslow mm-hmm. throughout this Red Sox season. And here we are,
yep.
inching slowly to the end of the season, getting closer and closer to this Boston Red Sox team being not only a wild card team,
mm-hmm.
but maybe even winning the division. And so you look at the moves that Craig Breslow made, whether it was getting Garrett Crochet or getting the Bregman deal done or getting Narvaez mm-hmm. or, for me, the biggest one, getting rid of a guy who was, I would guess, having some sort of a negative effect
mm-hmm.
on the rest of the fellas that are there in the clubhouse.
Chapman.
In the form of Rafael Devers, getting rid of Rafael Devers. Aroldis Chapman. I think we owe the guy an apology because this team is a team that I think can go far when it comes to the playoffs. I really do. I mean, there are people that are calling it a World Series team, World Series or bust, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've been beating that drum for a while.
I mean, if they don't win the World Series, like, I won't be upset. If they make a deep playoff run, I think a lot of people will be happy because the one thing that I asked Breslow is you have this young team. You bring up all these plays. You locked up Sedan, Rafaela for what? 7-8 years. You obviously got Roman Anthony.
Yes, you made the decision maybe a little late to bring up Roman Anthony, but mm-hmm.
but you locked him up.
In hindsight,
right?
That has been huge for this baseball team.
So, and then he made it seem like they're going to be aggressive in the offseason to add to a young team that has a good core, a good foundation that can contend for World Series for a number of years. So
yeah.
I think he's done a good job. And give Alex Cora credit, too.
Now, listen, Curtis kind of half-assed his apology yesterday mm-hmm. to Brez. There were people who wanted way more from Chris Curtis yesterday. Did you hear that?
Well, when he said, yeah, I was one of those people with Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
He blew for that stop sign. He was like,
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were in Newport.
Right.
And I was screaming, please get rid of Rafael Devers.
You were.
The guy is not a good dude. And I was pounding the table like this when I was doing it.
Yep.
And Curtis is like, what? You're going to get rid of the best hitter in Major League Baseball? Like, that move took a lot of nuts. And it has paid off for this baseball team.
Yeah, and I was on, you know, Curtis's side of the street. Like, ain't going to get rid of your best hitter. And at that time, he was. But it goes to show we talked about chemistry and just the energy, whether, you know, in the clubhouse and how it really changes teams or affects teams. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're seeing it right here. This is a different team.
Yeah.
And they've been a different team since they've gotten rid of Devers. So, you know, and you start to look at where they're going to go. Everybody's excited. Like, it's just that cloud of Devers questions, first base and this and that is not looming over this team anymore.
No.
It is so exciting, like, heading into fall. And you know how sad I am about fall's arrival because I've been talking about it nonstop this morning. But you know what it makes me want to do, Shime? Any idea? Yeah, you're right. Makes me want to dance.
Does she love you better
a little bit?
Than I
can? On my own, by the way. No, but I don't need anybody else out there.
And there's a big black sky over my town.
Vibe is like 2021 all over again, Mix.
Mm. I know where you're at.
Am I right?
I'm feeling it.
Feel it? Courtney, you
Oh, yeah, the shoulders are going.
Playoff baseball. Let's go. All right. Those are the leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It coming up. This is Ron from Somerville. What's up, Ron?
Hey, I just had a question for Sean. You said you had the 11th pick in your draft. How many people are in your league? Because I also have the 11th pick.
12 people. We had 12 guys in the league last night. Actually, Ted and Stiz are co-owning a team. But, yeah, we still had 12 teams.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, okay. I have a 16-person league.
Sorry, hold on. Which one of them does not have enough time to own the team?
Ted.
Oh, okay.
Stiz was in the old video chat with us. Ripping a cigar.
Looking great. Oh, he was Stiz Grimey? I love Stiz Grimey.
Stiz is the best. Man. And he was calling Ted. They were in the war room.
Stiz came over with me from WAAF. Yeah. Many may not know that. But yes, what?
Stiz is the best. Yeah, he was calling Ted in between picks to chat it up, figuring out what they wanted to do for draft picks. And then second half of the draft, Stiz just went off the deep end. It was great.
That's like Elliot Wolf calling Mike Vrabel, asking him what he can do.
But what was your question, Ron?
Yeah, no, because I have a 16-person league, and I just wanted to know who you had for your second pick, because I don't know if it'll be available for me. But, who'd you pick on your second?
Yeah, so I went Derrick Henry in the first round, and then I got Jonathan Taylor on the way back in the second round. Mm. He may or may not be there for you when it comes back around, but I would – personally, I love the idea of going running back to start fantasy drafts just because I think there's a million good receivers this year. And so you can even look at a guy like Bucky Irving there. He should probably be there in the second round for you. Maybe even a guy like Chase Brown.
What about Travion Henderson?
That's a little rich for my blood on Travion Henderson, a little early. But, you know, if you feel that strongly, go for it. I think he ended up getting taken in the – pretty sure Stiz took him in like the third or fourth round last
night. Well, he could be your number one back. And so if he is your number one back on an offense that the offensive coordinator loves to use the running back, whether it's in the screen game, whether it's in the running game, the passing game, there's a lot of different things he'd like to do. I would feel like that would be the guy I would want to take because a young quarterback wants to get the ball out early, wants to be safe.
Well, you also have a quarterback, though, who likes to run the football.
Yeah, but still, when you're
looking at McDaniels and going like James White all over again.
Yeah.
With that player.
But the only difference is James White was a third down back where Travion Henderson looks like he could be a first and second down back as well as a third down back. So the things that he'll be able to do, and I'm not saying he is Saquon Barkley talent, but he is a guy that will be used on first, second, and third down, similar to Saquon Barkley, because he can do everything.
Yeah, I just don't think that'll be the case this year. I think they're going to do it more by committee year, especially in the rookie season. It's going to be, Wiggy, I think it's going to be more like the growth of Jahmyr Gibbs, right? That first season, it was basically a 50-50 split with David Montgomery. Then he took over more in his second year, and then this year he's going to be the lead back.
Who had the best draft last night in the Jones and Key fantasy football league?
I don't know. So I would have to go back and actually look at all the teams, but the one person that kept making picks that I was like, oh, I was thinking about making that pick was the cheetah himself, Adam Jones.
Really?
So I'll give Jonesy some credit.
Okay. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox take the final game in Baltimore 3-2, sweeping the Orioles on the road. Yesterday, Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 7. Rob Refsnyder homered in his return, as did Trevor Story. The guys back home now to take on the Pirates. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway. Lenny DiNardo and Coop are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NFL, shocking news as Micah Parsons is headed to the Packers for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. After his trade to Green Bay, he reportedly agreed to a 4-year deal worth over $188 million, with $136 million guaranteed. It's the most money ever given to a non-quarterback. And when it comes to football around here, Boston College has Fordham tomorrow at 2 at home. The Minutemen from UMass have Temple at 3:30. And, of course, we're all waiting for Monday night when Bill Belichick and UNC take on TCU in Chapel Hill.
I can't wait for that game. I just want to see.
I know.
Like, it's going to be so weird to see Bill in college football.
Is he going to go with the cutoff hoodie? I mean, he has to.
I would think so.
It might be too hot, though, for the first one. Like, it
doesn't care.
I don't know. It's going to be hot there for the first.
It's going to be a night game, so.
It still gets warm.
Yeah, I know.
There was a great video on UNC's campus of Bill just, like, walking to the football facility, and whoever was recording him just put a little clip and said the best part was just watching other students pass him and then realize after that it was him and their jaws, like, dropped. Yeah. So, very cool. And there's a lot to love about Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. There's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models, or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at subaruofnewengland.com.
I am watching that video right now. Is that Jordan who runs out and grabs his wallet out of his pants while he's walking into the facility?
No.
Doesn't seem right.
Nope.
Okay. All right. We will be back with They Said It next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Shine, with regard to your lead this morning about an hour ago, what say you to those like the 617 texter who says Patriots could never have been in on Micah Parsons because they don't have the depth roster wise to part with picks or a player.
Greg, I'll ask a question. I will answer a question with a question. When is the next NFL draft?
That will be in the spring.
Oh, so it's after the season.
Yes,
oh,
correct.
So
yes.
So those draft picks that you would trade have nothing to do with the depth of this current team. Oh, interesting. So yeah, the depth means nothing. You trade the picks and you get the best defensive football player in the NFL. It's that simple. It's really not that hard. He is an amazing pass rusher that would completely launch your defense into the top five, possibly top three, on paper right away. Like, from day one. He's that good.
You'd have to maybe pat for a win, like a Christian Barmore. I know he's
Or a Keon White.
Yeah, I know he's not Kenny Clark, who I think he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
So you do have to throw in those guys, but I would have said, hey, listen, take Christian Barmore and Keon White and two first-round picks.
For Micah Parsons, you're damn right.
All day long, you know what I mean? If they needed sweeten the package to where Jerry Jones goes, all right, this guy is too much of an issue. Like, the fact that you're laying on the table during the game, or was it during the game?
He was sleeping.
So, like, we knew this relationship was over. We knew it was over, so Jerry's like, all right, whoever gives me the best deal, that's where I'm sending Michael.
He wanted his Herschel Walker trade, as Curtis aptly pointed out the other day, and you could have given him that. You absolutely could have, and you chose not to. You're worried about all these other things that don't matter right now instead of trying to win football games.
Rhode Island texter listening on our Providence affiliate, and thanks to everybody who listens in Providence and in Rhode Island. You would have had to beat Green Bay's offer. It was never going to happen.
Why? I would have gave three first-round picks.
Your first-round picks are more valuable, as currently constituted.
Right.
That outweighs the difference between, like, Kenny Clark and Christian Barmore or Keon White.
Right.
And you could have easily tossed in an extra fourth or fifth-round pick to sweeten it up some more.
I would have thrown in an
what
extra,
do you mean?
I would have thrown in an extra third. I would have thrown in an extra second. Damn, if they would have wanted it a first, I would have gave up three first round picks for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
This guy is gonna be for the next 8 to 10 years one of the best defensive players in the league. Yeah.
Especially if you believe in your young quarterback. Like, if you believe Drake May is going to continue to improve and get better, like I do and like a lot of people do, then this is the investment you make in your team.
Well, we will hear from Mike Vrabel on this Tuesday. So we will be at Gillette Stadium on Tuesday for a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. So Mike Vrabel on this show on Tuesday. Boomer Esiason on this show on Tuesday. Ty Law on this show on Tuesday.
Ooh, jam-packed.
Ty Tuesday, Patriots Monday, back to work. After a quick day off on Monday for Labor Day. This is Dougie from Southie. What's up, Dougie?
What's up, guys? Sean, real quick. So the Pats right now lack depth, right?
In certain spots, yeah.
Okay. Does draft picks help you gain depth?
Yes.
So wouldn't trading away your draft picks kind of help you? Kind of screw you in that situation.
Would the draft help you this season, in the season in which you need depth?
No, but we're
exactly.
Not about this
so that's
we're
the
about,
point.
We're about starting over because this roster has pretty much got nothing to it.
But
so
Dougie, you know, you can get depth by also just adding in free agency, right? And you also have draft or rounds two through seven in the draft, right? Like, you're only giving up first round picks.
This roster is so empty right now. You need more than just a couple free agent picks. You need 2 years of working on this thing. If Michael Parsons comes here, he's going to be frustrated because you're an average team. What happened to Cleo Mack when he went to, where did he go? Has he changed that franchise? No. It's a perfect situation for him to go to a team that's already established because he is a stud. But one defensive player is not going to change his roster right now.
Yeah, Micah Parsons is way better than Khalil Mack was when he got traded. I believe it was to the Chicago Bears
or
the Vegas Raiders, one of the two.
Chicago.
And Micah Parsons is way better than Khalil Mack was then. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, again, like, okay, so you gave up two first-round picks Dude, like, you still have rounds 2 through 7 to add depth. You can still hit on other players. Yep. But the other issue, too, is that this front office, especially Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh, the fall guys, have not shown any capability of being able to draft anybody. So, like, I don't understand why you're so attached to 2 first-round picks mm-hmm. when you could have the best defensive player in all of football, who's, Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong, 26 years old?
26 years old.
Yeah, like, it's a slam dunk no-brainer.
With regard to the draft, sorry, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Text from my adopted home continent of Maine. What are we doing if the Patriots get Parsons in the first round in the next 2 years? It would be a miracle. Go get the player who is available
right.
now.
Such and a that, great and point.
And that's what I was going to say.
Such a great point.
And I was going to say that. I was like, the draft is such an unknown. You don't know what you're getting. So, like, if you give up 2 first-round picks, you don't know what those guys that you're getting are.
Could get Cole Strange
right.
again.
You have no clue. The one thing when you're talking about trading for established players in the NFL and established players that are at an elite level, you know what you're getting. You're getting a guy, Micah Parsons, and people don't know football. And this is where they clearly get exposed.
Whoa. It
is.
Tell it to him. Wait.
It's the Jelani Tavai. You get exposed when you go, Micah Parsons doesn't make you a top 5 defense. He's not going to change who you are.
Dallas wasn't a playoff team with him. I've seen that argument.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
I've seen the argument that Dallas...
Wait, hold on. So last year when Dak was hurt, they were in a playoff team. That makes sense. Years prior, the 3 years prior to last
year... They were in the playoffs.
Had won more regular season games than any team in football over the 3 years prior to last year.
But so this is where you get exposed. Because if you look at last year's Super Bowl, a big reason why Philadelphia was able to win is because of the pressure that they put on Patrick Mahomes. When you start to look at... the Tampa Bay Super Bowl when Brady won, pressure that they put on Patrick Mahomes. When you start to look at players of this caliber, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, these guys are game changers. They are absolute game changers. And for people who go, well, he's not going to make a difference, that just shows me you know nothing about football.
So then why didn't they do it?
Why didn't who do it?
Why didn't Mike Vrabel do it? If Mike Vrabel is the guy in charge that we all believe that he is, why didn't they do it?
Maybe they didn't want to pay that price.
So to me, it's Robert Kraft didn't want to pay $45 million right. a year to a guy who he just saw laying down on a table.
This is Peter from Canton. Hey, Peter.
Hey, you guys just exactly said the reason why I called. It's Bob Kraft. We said this how many different times with Belichick. We blamed it on Belichick, but Kraft doesn't want to pay. If I remember correctly, I heard somewhere on the station that $30 million under the cap right now.
No. They have
no intentions of getting up to the cap.
The number is $59 million they have.
Available. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was wrong on that. Yeah. But that's why they didn't make the trade. They had the draft picks. And Shine, you're totally right. Who cares about next year? It's about this year. Like the trade yesterday was Green Bay just put themselves on the top of that division.
Yeah.
Probably on the top of the league.
Mm-hmm. They might be the number one seed in the NFC, Peter. You're absolutely right. And like for a team that is starving for wins like the Patriots have been, this immediately makes you a playoff team.
And there are some people, like whether it's Twitch chat that I happen to see, like this is what gives me the popsicle headache, because the lack of knowledge that people have on football, it's not one guy on a crappy defense. It's the best defensive player, or arguably the best defensive player in the league, with a young up-and-coming lockdown corner in Christian Gonzalez, a very, very talented defensive tackle in Milton Williams. It's a team that has pieces in place already on defense, so when you add a guy like Micah Parsons, it only makes Williams' job easier. It makes him better. It makes Gonzalez better. It makes what's his name? Davis Jr. on the other
Carlton
side.
Davis.
Better. Like, people who sit here and type and say, oh, he's one guy. It's not going to, like, look at the rest of the defense. I honestly say, when we're talking about this, this is where I say, let the experts do the talking and don't type in the dumb, moronic things. We all say
moronic. Speaking of that, of typing things in, 978 texter says, So you and Shime, Coach Wiggins and Shime,
yes,
know more about football than Mike Vrabel does.
I didn't say I knew more about football, but I will tell you what, if Mike Vrabel had complete control and choice to do it, he would tell you, you get a guy like Micah Parsons. You don't pass up those.
We can ask him that very thing.
And you think he's going to answer
on
that?
On Tuesday.
He's going to give another answer like he gave on Monday. You have to go back and listen to his answer. I found it to be so weird when Wiggy asked the question when we had no idea where these guys were going to end up. Like his
coach's decision.
His response to it was weird. And I get what you're saying. Like Micah Parsons, it's a no-brainer. But if you're there was something with Mike Vrabel when it came to these specific guys that didn't seem like he was that interested.
I remember asking Belichick about Myles Garrett when they were playing him. That's when you can really get the insight. And he raved about how difficult Myles Garrett is. And it's just I don't know if I can blame Vrabel because maybe Robert didn't want to pay that hefty price.
It's Robert.
It has to be.
It is.
Because no intelligent football person would say, yeah, I don't want Micah Parsons on my team for two first-round picks.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We got to take a break. We will get to They Said It coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Next. We are about to hear Jerry Jones explain away trading the best defensive player in the game of football in a moment. And They Said It is brought to you by Catches Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city, whether they drive or construct or care for others, like our nurses, our doctors. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, Jerry Jones up first.
That's correct, Greg. Let's hear Jerry Jones try to explain away trading away the best defensive player in football.
We did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in, or concerns in, on the inside of our defense. Micah Parsons did an outstanding job for us for 4 years, and a little bit of the way Herschel Walker may have had his greatest contribution to the Cowboys. What he brought to us when he left could be a tremendous thing for our fans and the success of this team. We not only gives us 4 first-round picks over the next 2 years, we not only do that, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
So Curtis brought this up the other day because he's watching the Jerry Jones doc on Netflix, and he likened Jerry Jones to a guy who's willing, in the case of Herschel Walker, to have the nuts to do a big deal. And so we'll see how it works out for Jerry Jones.
It ain't going to work out good because it's just, here's a little perspective. Parsons missed 4 games last year, and their defense wasn't very good. The years prior to that, his rookie year, they were 7th in points in the NFL defensively. The year after that, they were 5th. Points allowing points defensively. The year after that, they were 5th. So pretty much every year Parsons has been there and has played, their team, the Dallas Cowboys, has been a team that's been a top 7 defensive team in the NFL when it comes to points allowed.
Yeah. And Wiggy, to clarify just how bad they were with Parsons off the field last year, assist from a 774 texter. With Parsons on the field, the defense was number 1 by EPA in the NFL. With Parsons off the field, they were 32nd.
Right.
Wow.
So
it's because if you ever watch Dallas, and the thing about Micah Parsons, they use him all over the field. He's one of those rare breed players where he's an edge guy, but they move him inside. They stand him up. He's one of those guys that he's very, very versatile. And so that's what makes him very hard to scheme up because you never know where he's going to be.
Now, what about some on the text line or elsewhere that are likening Micah Parsons to Rafael Devers and not a guy attitude-wise that you want around your football team?
Then why was the guys like Dak Prescott saying, no, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make sure Micah Parsons is here. This mm-hmm. is family. Like, you've never heard players talk about Micah Parsons in this current organization. Yes, mm-hmm. I understand the Josh Allen of it all, but when it comes to this specific situation, like, it to me, I don't think there's any problem. I think it was a Jerry Jones problem. Right.
And Micah Parsons wasn't refusing to play a specific position. Micah Parsons was like, listen, pay me. Yeah. That's what I want.
Well, and it seems like it was the years. Like, he wanted, Jerry wanted 5 years. Micah and his agent only wanted 4 because he wants that next big deal.
Right. Yeah, you want to hit the market then, again when you turn 30.
They went back to him. Micah Parsons and his agent went back to them with empathy, they say, and tried to get a deal done.
Right.
And he wouldn't budge off. Jerry wouldn't budge off the $40 million a year, 40 in 5 years. And
Parsons, no, it's really a 3-year deal at $45 million a year with the guaranteed money. And then after that 3rd year, he'll be going into his 4th year. They'll say, you know what? They'll rip it up and they'll give him an extension and they'll get that next, 3 or 4 year deal.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which you can use anytime to communicate with this show, the number is 617-779-7937. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Texter says an organization that is not going to pay Tom Brady $25 million is not going to pay a defensive player $45 million.
Well, that's a silly decision. Both of them.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking about what I just said. I said Josh Allen instead of Jerry Jones, and then I'm just all over. My brain's not working.
Okay. It's all right. This is
as soon as I ended, I'm like, did I just say Josh Allen?
I was wondering when you said the Josh Allen of
but then
all,
I said Jerry Jones after, so I got it right the second.
But see, that texter has no clue
Because you keep saying that about the listeners. Because it's not very nice.
Well, it's just when you say, listen, when I say stupid things, come at me, and so you can, right. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. They pay every day.
But they paid
Milton. They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Yeah, you're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
They paid Milton Williams more than $20 million. They pay him almost $30 million a year, the defensive tackle. So, yeah, they didn't pay Tom Brady, which was stupid, to $25 million. But guess what? They're paying a defensive tackle more than what Tom Brady wanted.
And as a texter points out, Wiggy, imagine having Micah Parsons next to Milton Williams. Milton Williams would look like the next Aaron Donald.
Right. And then having...
because he'd have one-on-one coverage every day.
And then having Christian Gonzalez and Davis at your cornerbacks. Like, you're...
It would be so much better.
Yeah.
This is Andrew from Fall River. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I love the show.
Thank you.
I was just, as far as why the Pats didn't go get him, I think it could also be that Jerry doesn't like Robert Kraft, so he's like, screw that, I'm not going to send him there.
I've heard that argument too.
Yeah.
So he sends him to, he keeps him in the NFC. Why not send them to Green Bay, a team that we might have to play in the, in our conference? So we'll send them there because I don't like Robert
I don't
in the
buy
AFC.
I get it.
But I also think it's a year, I think, too early for the Pats. I think we are what the Bears were when they got Mac. Like, they had a up and coming coach. They had a Trubisky had a good couple of years to start.
Yeah, I mean,
and it fell apart.
I just don't know. It's a generational, game-changing player. Right. Like,
he's not just going to be here for a year. Like, that's the point of you giving him a contract. He's here for the next 4 years, and then when his contract expires, it just so happens it's time to pay Drake May. It's perfect timing.
Let's take a break and get to the rest of They Said It coming up.
Okay.
You have a tease?
Yeah. Tommy Cutlets is thrilled to be in New England.
That's not really a tease.
No, you're telling us what it is.
Telling us what he said.
No,
you should have got a long way. I mean, I know you're the man on the on the come up over here.
Yeah,
you
won't believe.
That's not a tease.
Yeah. You won't believe what Tommy Cutlets is going. I said about New England.
How does Tommy Cutlets feel about New England?
You got to sit and wait.
Then you don't know.
Find out.
Like, you're sitting there in your car. You're like, hold on a second. I'm not going into Cumbie's to get my coffee until I hear how Tommy Cutlets feels.
Is he happy? Is he sad? No one knows.
The rest.
This is why it's a learning opportunity.
There you go.
Doing my best to mentor you.
I appreciate
you. Not going to be around for very long.
Got 16 more. Oh, no. What did we say? 13 more summers?
14.
You got to drink it in while it's available to you here. It's free. No charge. 35 years experience coming up this fall. 35 years.
Damn.
Hosting a morning radio program in the city of Boston. I know I don't look that old. But when we come back, the rest of They Said It.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.